The next case up for argument, the last case up for argument, is case number 2016-145, Lone Star versus the Franklin County Board of Revision. For Lone Star, Mr. Byrne?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. And may it please the court, my name is Jeff Byrne, and I'm here on behalf of the property owner, Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon of Ohio, Incorporated. This court should reverse and remand the BTA decision because the BTA decision abused its discretion when it applied plain legal error in its conclusion that the sale, which occurred less than 24 months, after the tax lien date, but was not recorded for a few weeks later, was not recent to invoke the presumption of the sale price value. Now, I'd like to briefly go through the initial facts of this case because it's important to compare it to the Akron case, which the BTA relied on. The subject property is just over 5,000 square foot restaurant. Used to be a Lone Star Steakhouse. They vacated and sold it to another user who then continued to use the property as a restaurant. Ohio Revised Code 5713.03 states when the sale price has occurred within a reasonable length of time, either before or after the tax lien date, that sale price shall be presumed the value of the property if it's recent or arm's length. This property sold for $700,000. The deed, a certified copy, which was placed into the record of this case, stated that the deed was signed on December 30th, 2013. It was notarized on that date as well, and it was said to be made effective December 31st, 2015. It was not recorded until 3 weeks later on January 21st, 2014.
And then HIN would say, look to when the conveyance fee statement. This came up. I don't know if you were in the room.
Yeah, I was in the room, yeah.
So this is sort of the theme of the day here. Yeah. How do you get around HIN?
HIN was a case that involved two sales, and the court had to decide, the BTA, the finder of fact, had to decide which sale to go with.
That argument sounds familiar.
Yes. And here, HIN also did acknowledge in its decision that legal title, this is basic common law, that legal title to real property transfers from seller to buyer with the delivery and acceptance of an executed deed. And this argument applies, the BTA's ultimate decision in this case rested on the Akron versus Summit County decision in 2014. And the BTA cited that case for the proposition that there exists a bright line 24-month rule for recency for sales. And that's simply not the holding of Akron. Akron was strictly limited. Its decision, its 24-month rule, was strictly limited to the circumstances in that case.
And you're shifting into this argument, let's say the court agrees that HIN controls and the effective date of the sale for tax purposes is January 21st, 2014.
Sure.
So you're more than 2 years, more than 24 months after the tax lien date.
Correct.
Right, because we're January 1st of 2012.
Correct.
So the question, I think, where all the action in this case is does Akron control? It's not, these facts and circumstances aren't exactly what Akron had, right?
Correct, yes, absolutely. In Akron, a restaurant that was operating as an Arby's sold in 2005 for $1.4 million. And then there was a countywide reappraisal in Summit County in 2008. And for that reappraisal year, the auditor placed a value of just over $900,000 on the property. The Board of Education filed a complaint against the value of real property, submitted the sale documentation, and asked for $1.4 million. The court, in its ultimate conclusion, said that we conclude that the BTA's decision is unlawful because the BTA erred by applying the necessary presumption under these circumstances. The court says that the 24-month rule applies when the sale is more than 24 months before the tax lien date and that there's an intervening countywide reappraisal and that the auditor doesn't use the sale price value. So in the ensuing paragraphs after that holding, the court talks about how the specific rule that they adopted in that case is to harmonize the auditor's duties under 5713.01, and then the sale price presumption language in 5713.03. So it was clearly limited to a situation where the sale was too remote from a tax lien date. The auditor had the chance to consider that sale in its reappraisal and chose not to.
I think I might agree that we don't have the exact fact pattern that Akron had, but I think your friend on the other side might argue, well, its logic probably could be reasonably extended to address these circumstances. 2 years on either side, why not just interpret Akron to operate bidirectionally, so to speak? What would be your response to that?
There's been a number of BTA cases. We've cited them in our brief. I won't get into them. Cases where property sold more than 24 months from the lien date. There's never been a bright line rule of 24 months established by this court or the Board of Tax Appeals. And
wouldn't that be helpful to the bar and to the taxpayers, just to have a clean rule of law to know whether or not a sale is or is not recent in terms of temporal proximity, rather than to devolving into these totality of the circumstances, and it just generates more litigation?
Well, Your Honor, the current state of the law is that the proponent of the sale price has an initial burden of showing that there was a recent and arm's length sale. And once they present evidence of that sale price, the court has often said that this is a very light burden. The burden then shifts to the opposing party to argue that the sale, or to place affirmative evidence into the record that sale was not arm's length, or that sale was not recent based on changed market conditions. So it's really, that's the established law in Ohio. It's up at the burden. Once the sale price is placed into the record, the burden shifts to the party opposing the sale price. If there was a sale that occurred 23 months after the tax lien date, recorded 23 months after the tax lien date, the opposing party can go ahead and make an argument that, 12 months after the tax lien date, there was a huge financial crash, and that, in that hypothetical, a sale, within that 24-month window could be deemed to be not probative and credible because of changed market conditions. So the Ohio system has consistently stated that when a sale price is presented and there's no bright line rule, that the burden shifts to the party opposing the sale price to argue that the sale is either recent or not arm's length.
And your friend on the other side didn't put on any evidence.
Correct.
Okay. And correct. I mean, their sole argument here would just be a legal argument, whether
there needs to be some sort of affirmative evidence that the market conditions have changed, and there's only statements from counsel from the opposing party in the record in this case. And even if and going back to what we first talked about, even if the Akron rule were a new 24-month bright line, every situation case was established by this court, we would ask the court to recognize that the meeting of the minds, the common law rule of the party, common law rule of transfer of properties occurred on December 30th, 2013, less than 24 months after the tax lien date, and that the Hinn holding should not apply in this situation. And I'd like to reserve the rest of my time.
Sure. Well,
thank you.
Thank you. For the county, Ms. Fox.
Yes, thank you.
Morning.
Good morning. Carol Fox, if it pleases the court, I'm here on behalf of the Board of Education in this case. We have had a lot of discussion this morning about the HIN or the Hinn case, and we would agree that it does control in this case, and that the Therefore, the date of this conveyance occurred in January of 2014, more than 24 months past the January 1st, 2012 tax lien date. I'd also like to point out, as counsel indicated, on January 1st, 2012, this was an operating Lone Star restaurant. In between January 1st, 2012 and the sale date, Lone Star went out of business there. They vacated, this property sat empty. We have no idea what the condition was at the time of the sale as compared to the time of the tax lien date, because nobody with any firsthand knowledge about the sale ever appeared. Counsel was not involved. Counsel was the only person who ever appeared at the Board of Revision. We don't know if it was on the open market. We don't know if the parties were related. We don't know if it was gutted. We don't know if it had flooded. There's just so much information about the sale itself that we don't have.
Well, we may not know, but they presented a deed and a conveyance fee. And I think his argument would be, well, we met our relatively light initial burden to establish basic documentation of the sale. So it therefore became the county's burden to come forward and negate recency and arm's length.
And as this court is well aware, we've argued that we disagree that that presumption should apply to property owners, but nonetheless, presuming that it does, we also have a room full of counsel here who have argued over and over again that the change in the statute, the change in the language from shall to may, allows a Board of Revision or a Board of Tax Appeals to disregard a sale if they don't feel like they have adequate evidence before it. That's what happened in this case with the Board of Revision. Now, again, if we're going to go under the premise that the simple presentation of the deed and the conveyance fee statement is enough for them to meet their burden, that may be true if it's within 24 months of the tax lien date. This court's decision in Akron has been interpreted by the Board of Tax Appeals to shift that burden anytime a sale is more than 24 months beyond a tax lien date.
And you would agree that our facts here do not map directly onto the Akron case, right?
I would agree, Your Honor, okay. But I would ask for consistency. We would ask for consistency. And despite what was represented by counsel, the Board of Tax Appeals has consistently, in every case where there is a sale more than 24 months past the tax lien date, rejected that sale unless the person who is the proponent of the sale, and here's where the burden shifts, if that person who is the proponent of the sale then has the burden of coming in to show that it was in fact recent. The BTA has consistently applied Akron as a 24-month firm cutoff, either going forward or backward with regard to recency of a sale. We're asking for consistency, that's all.
I mean, and certainly I think you would concede this would be a question of law, and I'm not sure we would owe the BTA any deference on that, maybe persuasive authority in resolving this question, right?
It is a question of law. All we would ask is that perhaps the court would consider that the case should be remanded, because when we went forward with this case, the law as it was being applied by the Board of Tax Appeals was, if you were beyond 24 months and you, the proponent for the sale, did not come forward with any evidence showing that the sale was in fact still recent, the sale would be rejected. When we were at the Board of Tax Appeals, that was the law.
What would the BTA be doing on remand if we sent it back?
Giving us an opportunity to present evidence if in fact it's no longer a bright line rule, as the BTA has been applying it consistently. If that's the case, then the law has changed, and we need an opportunity, if it's going to be our burden to show that there was a change to the property or change to the market, that's a change to the law as the BTA was interpreting Akron. We would ask for an opportunity to present that evidence, Your Honor.
And that's why, didn't the court do that in Akron? It was a change in law, so they allowed the parties to...
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And unless you have any questions, that's all I have.
I don't have further questions. Thank you. Mr. Byrne, you have 5 minutes and 54 seconds.
I'd like to just make a few quick points regarding counsel's arguments. The only reason that the Board of Tax Appeals gave for rejecting the sale in this case was its reliance on Akron and its feeling that Akron created a bright line 24 month rule. I'd also like to point out that the 2012, or this is a tax year 2012 case. The change in statute for sale prices going from shall use the sale price to may use the sale price was part of the 2013 amendment to 5713.03, and that's to deal with the change in the lease fee simple issue. I'd also the BTA didn't make any comment on the property owner meeting its burden by not having someone with personal knowledge present and just submitting certified copies of a deed and conveyance fee statement and closing statement. This court's decision in Lund versus Lorain County Board of Revision has rejected the council's argument that the property owner needs to present someone with personal knowledge in each instance. And with that, we respectfully request that the court reverse the Board of Tax Appeals' decision and remand for a decision consistent with the law. Thank you.
Thank you. The case will be submitted and you'll be advised of our decision. That concludes all the arguments for today. Marshall, would you adjourn?